One hot spring day, we stumbled around outside a rehab center where our pal lay in bed after a stroke. Through a closed window and on the phone, we kidded around with him. He was still kind of goofy, but kept saying Megan McQueen wanted to give him a private concert when he recovered. He grinned like a kid whose dad came home with World Series tickets, front row. One mild fall evening under the vast high desert sky, as our pal introduces Megan and friends to the 50 of us at tables around the pool, he says of Megan's offer, "I needed something to look forward to." Lives, like snowflakes, look somewhat alike: birth, childhood, adolescence, maturity, decline. But each has a unique shape. Each affects countless other lives in countless ways. Our host is Megan's friend and fan. To his kids, he gave life and an example of how to live it. To others of us, he's a fun-loving but trusted friend, advisor, colleague, and/or neighbor. His wife probably can't recall life without him. A guy tells me he and our host beat the hell out of each other in Montana high school football, their schools so small that they played both offense and defense, battling each other all game. Our hostess ran track 50 years ago. As they all share this moment, I wonder how they'd explain to their younger selves, feeling both diminished and much richer inside. Across the pool, the preacher's young son, wearing shades at dark, makes his fist a microphone and silently sings along, face as expressive as the star he imagines he is. I feel like photographing him. Will he recall this evening at all in manhood? Perhaps as a vague scene he can't identify, but recalls seemed a big deal to the grown-ups. Two vibrant women in their late 80s share our table. When Megan's husband, Matt, sings Sweet Caroline, they recall hearing Neil Diamond at the Pan Am Center 40 years ago with their now-departed husbands. Our host puts down his cane and asks his sweetheart to dance. You can't miss how much they appreciate each other at this moment, dancing together again. As Matt sings Stuck in the Middle with You, I wonder what bizarre cast of clowns and jokers our host met as he strolled across death's unguarded border just before some medical magic jerked him back into this life. I died twice, he says. I didn't even know it. This evening, he's fully alive, and we all share his joy and gratitude. We're each especially aware that life is to savor. Little in life turns out as we'd planned. Tonight does.